Mariner Books and Harper Audio present Social Engagement, a novel by Avery Carpenter Forey, performed by Eileen Stevens. For my parents, for everything. He had built up within himself a kind of sanctuary in which she throned among his secret thoughts and longings. Little by little, it became the scene of his real life. Edith Wharton, The Age of Innocence. She would have made such a lovely bride. What a shame she's fucked in the head, they said. Taylor Swift, Champagne Problems. Prologue. Now. February. Red sauce splatters my wedding dress. The white crepe train serves as a picnic blanket for a large pizza, which I ordered to the Ocean House honeymoon suite after my marriage blew up. We lasted 6 hours. 7, if you count the first look. I try to remember the best remedy for stains. Seltzer and letting it sit. Something involving baking soda and a no-rub policy. But this is probably too far gone. My mud-smeared blue satin heels lean against the warm, greasy cardboard box. Tableau vivant of a hot mess. Portrait of the divorcee as a young woman. I flick the sauce off my dress and climb into the marble bathtub, which is deeper and probably more expensive than a casket. I hike up the skirt to my waist. When you're stressed, do something with your hands, my mom always told me growing up. She meant paint or bake or exercise, not masturbate and binge eat. But every piece of advice is subject to creative license. I picture his face, not my groom's, during the wedding ceremony. The stained glass above his pew cast a dusty light onto those long curls, the ends I used to touch in the gray liminal hours before sunrise. The pizza crust is a hardened sponge in my mouth. My groom snores in the king-sized bed, unaware that his almost ex-wife is housing the pizza he told me not to order, because how could I care about food at a time like this, on the best turned worst day of our lives? In a plot twist fit for an Alanis lyric, the wedding day was perfect before we broke up. Watch Hill, Rhode Island in February was an odd choice, but I liked the idea of a winter wedding. It was unexpected, cheaper and easier to schedule, sweatproof, fur-friendly, and nostalgia-resistant. I grew up going to Watch Hill every year and feared a summer wedding would be a palimpsest over too many memories, moments surfacing with forceful clarity. Bike rides to town and walks on the beach where I once swam with Virginia, Ollie, and Gray. The year stretching from floaties on to suits off altogether. A winter wedding would be too cold for skinny dipping, even in unseasonably warm, sunny weather like we had been handed today. I pick up my phone. Time flattens and folds origami-like on this screen. I can access an image from decades ago as easily as one from today. This morning's breakfast, poached eggs, next to a new picture of an old picture. My parents in their 30s on the same beach where we held tonight's reception. The feed has already tried to immortalize my wedding. More than a dozen pictures were uploaded earlier tonight. None of our guests yet aware that forever lasted only 6 hours. Aunt Linda with a close-up of her place setting, floating candles in decorative basins etching light onto the calligraphy. My mother with a picture of us during the first look. The New England winter sun as bright as an operating room. Bex, with an overly filtered image of herself and her husband, Greg, and a variation of the caption I've seen so many times before. My best friend married her best friend. My father-in-law with the first dance. A frozen sway to Van Morrison in the Ocean House's ballroom, buttons curving up the back of my dress like an external spine. My best friend, Virginia, with nothing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?